Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A History of Iran, Empire of the Mind by Michael Axworthy offers a wide-ranging narrative of Iran from ancient times to the modern era, presenting the country as both a political power and a cultural force that shaped a vast region. Rather than treating Iran as a peripheral actor, the book places Persian language, literature, statecraft, and religious traditions at the center of a long historical continuum. Axworthy traces how successive dynasties rose and fell, how empires were administered, and how Iran repeatedly reimagined itself in response to conquest, trade, and intellectual exchange. The title signals a key theme: Iran's influence has often traveled through ideas as much as armies, leaving lasting marks on neighboring societies. Written for general readers, the book aims to clarify complex periods such as the Islamic conquests, the Safavid transformation of religion and identity, and the tensions of the 19th and 20th centuries that culminated in revolutionary change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, foundations of Persian power and identity. The book begins by establishing how the Iranian plateau fostered durable political traditions and a distinctive cultural identity long before the modern state. Early empires such as the Achaemenids are typically presented as more than conquering machines. They developed administrative practices, systems of taxation, road networks, and an imperial ideology that could integrate diverse peoples. Axworthy emphasizes continuity as well as reinvention, showing how later rulers drew on inherited models of kingship, legitimacy, and bureaucratic governance. This long view helps explain why Iran repeatedly reassembled itself after invasions or internal fragmentation. The narrative also highlights geography and strategic position. Iran sat between the Mediterranean world, Central Asia, and South Asia, making it a corridor for trade and a battleground for rivals. Cultural production emerges early as a political asset, with Persianate norms influencing courts and elites beyond Iran's borders. By setting these foundations, the book frames Iran not as an isolated civilization, but as a center of gravity in a larger region, where identity was built from language, memory of empire, and adaptive statecraft. Conquest, conversion, and the Persianate revival. A crucial arc in Iran's history is the transition from pre-Islamic empires to an Islamic society, and the book treats this not simply as replacement but as transformation. The Arab conquests brought new religious and political structures, yet Axworthy underscores how Persian administrative expertise, urban life, and literary culture continue to matter. Over time, Persian language and court culture reasserted themselves, shaping Islamic civilization from within and contributing to what scholars often call the Persianate world. Dynasties such as the Samanids and later powers helped elevate New Persian as a literary and bureaucratic medium, enabling a renaissance of poetry, historiography, and ethical writing. The book also explores the interplay between religious authority and political legitimacy, including how different sectarian and theological currents competed for influence. This period illustrates the central idea of an empire of the mind, even when Iran was ruled by non-Persian elites or incorporated into broader caliphates. Persian cultural forms traveled outward through learning, patronage, and institutions, making Iran a transmitter of ideas across Eurasia. Thirdly, the Safavid turning point and the making of a Shiite state. Axworthy treats the Safavid era as a pivotal moment when Iran's political boundaries, religious identity, and international posture aligned in a way that still shapes the present. The Safavids consolidated territory and built a more centralized state, while also promoting Twelver Shiism as a defining feature of national identity. The book explains how this religious shift was not merely doctrinal but administrative and social, involving clerical networks, education, law, and ritual that connected local communities to the state. This transformation also positioned Iran in sustained rivalry with Sunni powers, especially the Ottoman Empire, contributing to both military conflict and ideological differentiation. The Safavid court fostered art, architecture, and urban development, with Isfahan symbolizing imperial ambition and cultural confidence. Axworthy's account links these achievements to the practical challenges of governing a diverse realm, balancing tribal military forces, managing revenue, and sustaining legitimacy. By highlighting how religion, state formation, and culture reinforced each other, the book shows why the Safavid settlement became a template for later Iranian rulers seeking coherence and authority. Fourthly, modern pressures, reform, foreign rivalry, and constitutional politics. Moving into the 19th and early 20th centuries, the book focuses on how Iranian leaders confronted accelerating global change. Military defeats, fiscal weakness, and unequal treaties exposed the limits of older governing methods. Axworthy describes how foreign powers, particularly Russia and Britain, competed for influence through economic concessions, strategic maneuvering, and diplomatic pressure, shaping Iranian debates about sovereignty. Within Iran, reformers and officials attempted administrative modernization, new educational models, and military restructuring, but often met resistance from entrenched interests and the realities of limited state capacity. The Constitutional Revolution becomes a key case study in how new political ideas took root demands for rule of law, representative institutions, and accountability collided with monarchical authority and external interference. The narrative treats constitutionalism not as an isolated event, but as part of a broader struggle to define legitimate government in a changing world. These chapters help readers see modern Iranian politics as a product of both internal social forces and the hard constraints imposed by imperial competition and the global economy. Lastly, Nation, Revolution, and the contested meaning of Iran in its modern climax, the book traces how 20th century state building and ideological conflict set the stage for revolution and its aftermath. Axworthy explains how efforts at rapid modernization and centralization created winners and losers, provoking disputes over cultural authenticity, political participation, and the role of religion in public life. The rise of nationalist sentiment, struggles over resources and economic control, and reactions to perceived foreign domination contributed to a volatile political landscape. The 1979 revolution is presented as a convergence of diverse currents rather than a single cause, and the book shows how revolutionary legitimacy drew on historical memory, religious authority, and anti-imperial narratives. Axworthy also considers how the Islamic Republic sought to institutionalize its vision while navigating war, factional competition, and the demands of governance. Throughout, the theme of an empire of the mind remains visible. Ideas about justice, independence, and identity can mobilize mass politics and reshape institutions. The result is a portrait of Iran as a society continually debating what it is and what it should become. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a coherent, single-volume history of Iran that connects ancient empires to contemporary politics without requiring specialist background. Students, travelers, journalists, and general history readers will benefit from its emphasis on continuity, the way governance, religion, language, and memory of empire repeatedly influence new eras. In practical terms, it helps readers interpret modern headlines with deeper context, clarifying why sovereignty, foreign intervention, and religious legitimacy remain sensitive issues, and why Iranian identity can be both national and outward-looking. The book can improve a reader's life by expanding cultural literacy and reducing reliance on stereotypes, replacing simplified narratives with a sense of historical cause and consequence. Compared to many survey histories, its distinguishing value is the framing of Iran as an empire of ideas as well as territory, which highlights cultural transmission alongside political events. That balance makes it worth buying, even if you have read broader Middle East histories, because it centers Iran's own internal dynamics and long cultural reach, offering an integrated narrative that is both informative and engaging. If you would like to support Michael Axworthy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.